What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Ben Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Ben Joseph.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. Getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up. Those of you who have businesses have to file your business taxes by Tuesday. It's a big week. A little private party coming up for me for one of my clients later in the week. So got a full busy week coming up, which is very, very cool. And remember, with my radio program, new callers always have priority. So I do my best to get to as many calls as I possibly can. But yet, you know, if you've called the program before, that I'm always going to put new callers as a priority on the radio program. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have someone here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Let me get you on there. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, this is Roxy.
Hey, Roxy. What's your question for me today?
Yes. First of all, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. My question is regarding my son.
Roxy, can you speak up just a little bit because you sound so far away?
Yes. My question is regarding my son. And
okay.
We should have some answers to it.
Okay. So I didn't get that last part, partly because you sound like you're speaking very quietly. And I actually need you to speak right into the mouthpiece of the phone and ask me your specific question about your son.
Yes. I'm really worried about my son, and he's going through some problems. That's why I'm just wondering that what's going to happen, how can I help him?
Okay, hold on. I'm turning his cards over right now. So your son has to do a much better job of keeping his emotions in check. And what it's saying here is that the more he can be in control of how he reacts to people around him, the better off he'll be. It looks like there's some stress here with him, and it may be because he's fallen into the wrong group of people in some way. It looks like he's sometimes I see cards like this when a young man is attracted to a group of people that are not healthy for him. So they might be into, you know, they might be a gang, they might be into doing drugs, it might be a work environment or a school environment that's super unhealthy for him. But the biggest karmic lesson he's supposed to learn here, Roxy, he's supposed to learn how to control his emotions. So what's the latest thing he's gotten himself involved in? Because it doesn't look very nurturing to him.
He is going through some depression recently,
right?
And he tried to drink more alcohol,
right? Okay.
Yes.
So it sounds to me like he's doing a little self-medicating to try and make himself feel better, when in fact, and how old is your son?
21.
Okay. 22. Does he do any kind of physical activity? Is he involved in any kind of sports, like running?
No,
does he go to the gym?
No.
Okay.
No, he was, but not now.
Okay, so part of the problem here, you know, it's I think part of the reason that they put recess in schools is to get kids active. Well, when you get kids active, running around, you know, outside, the little endorphins kick off in your brain, right? And so it actually calms you down. But what I'm getting here is that I get this big fear connected with your son, because your son's pretty amazing here. It's just it's almost as if he's agreeing with the idea that that there's nothing ahead for him. And I'm telling you, what the cards are saying here is that what he's going through right now actually might help people or other kids going through what he's going through. It's almost as if this is his trial by fire. In other words, he has to live through it himself in order to become a bit of a spiritual leader for other young men. So if I were choosing a career for your son, I would actually choose either him going into the medical field as a nurse or going into psychology as a counselor or an actual therapist. Because what it says here is that because he's living through this himself, that's why he would be good at this. And he's not stupid. Your son's pretty smart. So what I'm getting is that if you were to ask him the question, what if what you're going through right now is God's way of showing you your path on what you're supposed to do to help people moving forward? Question. But what I'm also getting is that it feels like he's afraid of his own power. He's afraid of his own potential. And I also get that he's afraid that he's going to fail. So instead of addressing all of those things and keeping his emotions in check and maybe even talking to a therapist to help him put his emotions in check, he's escaping, which is why he's got the drinking. Maybe there's a little marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting here is that at some point someone has to point out to him why he's doing this. So the why that I'm getting is that he's afraid of his own power.
Why he's afraid of his own power?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Sorry, why he's afraid of his own power?
Because he's afraid to fail. See, this happens a lot in my opinion, this happens a lot to people that are not real secure or definite on their direction on what they want to do moving forward, okay? So what happens is they end up not trying at all, and that's what I think is happening with your son. I think that he's afraid to fail. That's what I think. So he's not trying anything. So is he in college at all now?
He is.
Okay, and what's he studying?
He's going to be, as you said, he's going to be the counselor.
Okay.
That his major is, yeah.
That's wonderful.
But he's struggling right now because of the situation that he had with the depression that
okay.
he has.
Okay. What it sounds like to me is you need to present this to him like it's a benefit to him. It's so wonderful in a way that you're going through this anxiety yourself, because you're going to be able to help people through it when you figure it out. See, this is the kid, therapy, counseling, nursing, EMT, emergency response tech. I mean, he would be great at any of those things. He would also be wonderful right now if he applied to be a dispatcher with the police department. Because he's got, in a lot of ways, I think that this kid has way too much time on his hands and not enough structure. So I would just ask him the question. The best way for moms to put a thought into their son's head is to ask them a question. And the way I would ask the question is this. Honey, have you ever thought about being a dispatcher for the police department? Because not only would that allow you to use that fast-thinking brain of yours to help people, but it would also be a really great career for you down the road as a counselor, as a therapist, as a detective, as an interviewer, that he could actually do that for the police department. I can even see this kid doing community service where he goes out to the high schools and talks to kids about the police department.
Mm-hmm. He said that he is very good with people. He's really good. He loves to help people. He loves.
Okay. I think part of the problem is that he has too much spare time right now. That's what I think part of the problem is. But I only answer one question when I do this little program. So we might want to talk a little later. Maybe you'll book an appointment with me. But what I'm getting here is that your son's going to figure this out, but I want you to start looking at what he's going through right now as though it's purposeful for what he's going to do moving forward. That if you pointed out to him that, see, isn't this wonderful that you have a very strong understanding of how depression works, how anxiety works, because you're going to be able to help people because you understand it. And then ask the question, have you ever thought about being a dispatcher for the police department? Because they need people that are good listeners. They need people that can handle a lot of stress. And I think you can. Mm-hmm. So, all right, sweetheart, thanks for the call. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Sure.
All right. I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to area code 267. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hi. Thanks. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question?
I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as a move, if you see me renting or buying.
Okay, let's see. You know, it's so funny because when you said renting or buying, I went right to renting in my head. But let me see what the cards want to tell you. Okay. All right. I have a very, very weird – I'm going to ask you. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to ask you a question back because it's going to determine how I answer your question, all right? Are you moving because there's a fella involved?
I actually feel him around me. I haven't met him yet. It's my life partner. It's in the same area, but, yeah, I think I'm going to meet him when I move or right before him. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'm getting is that, first of all, I think a move would be very, very beneficial to you. Secondly, I think the move would be beneficial specifically because of you getting away from the past or a past relationship or even the risk of running into an old flame. So in other words, it's saying that you moving to the new place means that you get to reinvent yourself. You get to be you without any weird memories of where you are now. So that makes more sense to you than it does to me. What it's saying here is that, yes, we need to move. Yes, I'm leaning toward renting. And as a matter of fact, the more frugal you can make your move, the better. The less money you can spend connected with it, the better. So it may be that you rent a casita or a room for someone, or it might be that you literally live with someone that's a flight attendant or a pilot for the airlines, because then you're there to watch their house or their living space when they're not there. So, you know, someone that travels a lot would love to have, you know, a roommate that keeps an eye on things and turns the lights on and off and waters the plants, and maybe they have a cat, you know what I'm saying? So it could be that you end up finding a situation like that that ends up being not only a good move for you, but financially conservative as well. So I'm voting for renting, okay? I'm voting to let the job lead you to where you move to. So what do you do for work?
I do trainings and healing. Actually, I have to, my lease is up, so I have to move within this month.
Okay.
And I'm also curious why you're saying to be financially kind of cautious.
Because I think that the place you go to first is temporary. So I'm just telling you, don't be a spendthrift. Don't spend too much money. I wouldn't actually buy anything right away when you got there. Because, so in you're familiar with tarot, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right smack in the middle of your cards, the major card that you have in the spread that I did is the Wheel of Fortune, all right? Now, it's in a very promising position in the reading, and what that means is it's you being in the right place at the right time. So wherever you land as kind of a temporary living thing, it may mean that you end up discovering that the better environment might be the neighborhood that's 20 minutes away from where you land. But you won't know until you get there. Do you see what I mean? It's like here in Las Vegas, we have two major neighborhoods in Vegas. There's Henderson, Green Valley area, right? And there's the Summerlin area. So, and the Las Vegas Strip is like our own little Berlin Wall. People that live on the west side don't go to the east side. People that go to the east side don't go to the west side unless we have to, all right? So you may find your east side, west side. You see what I'm saying? So I'm actually voting for you going into someplace temporary, even if it's one of those extended stay places where you decide to stay there for 2 or 3 months and then decide on the neighborhood that you actually really want to live in. But it says you move there and then you move again once you get there. But the Wheel of Fortune is the luckiest, and I'm using luck with air quotes around it. It's the luckiest card in the whole deck. So it means that you're being in the right place at the right time to find what you need to find, and it works to your advantage. But in other words, they don't see you moving there and then, putting your roots in at the first place you're at. I see you moving there and then moving again. That's why I'm leaning toward the whole temporary part. So it could be that you move your stuff into one of those like temporary storage places, and you're free to find the actual area that you're going to align with. But it's saying that that once you get there, you feel like you have found the place. So, for example, and I don't know why I'm getting this, and this may not be the place, but I get Colorado for you.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I'm actually in Pennsylvania. I moved here at this place temporarily for 4 months, and now I'm moving again because I still haven't found my spot yet. So you're actually saying like a lot of the things that are – so I haven't found my spot yet of like exactly
okay.
where I want to be in this area.
Yeah.
So I really want to set up roots. So it's sort of –
okay,
I'm still
so you've already moved
place.
To the
yeah.
place that you're – you've already moved to the place.
The temporary place, and now I'm moving. The 4 months is up at the end of this month, and then I'm going to be moving again. So I'm looking
right.
for a place now to move.
Okay.
I haven't
it says
found
you,
yet.
It yeah. says you find the place that you want to put roots in July or August.
Okay. Which will probably be when the market drops, too, which is
yeah,
what I'm waiting
so
for.
We, yeah, we don't rush it right now. We just wait.
Yeah.
That's going to be to your advantage. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Amla. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amla. What's your question today?
I'm actually trying to call you for a reading, but I'll call you after the show, too. But here's the quick scheme of things. I met somebody, like, and the circumstances were very surprising, to say the least. And so getting to the point, I told him I want to be friends with him or whatever. And I was just wondering, do you think I'll hear back from him and he'll give me the green light, or is it just a temporary thing? I should just move on.
I'm getting temporary, and you should move on.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to be really direct, because – What I'm getting is that there's something about this guy that he wants to be sort of pursued or chased or know that he's needed. And you don't have time for that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I feel like there's more of a mother influence for you toward him than an actual partner or friend influence. So I'm not getting the best vibe about him, gal pal.
Do you know when somebody else might be coming in by any chance? Because spring is in the air.
Okay. I actually think that it's your creativity that's going to draw somebody to you. So that makes more sense to you than it does to me. But we'll probably have to explore that at a later time, because now I realized how much time I spent with these other two callers, and I really got to move along. But we'll talk again. But specifically about this fella, I would definitely put him on the back burner, okay?
Okay. Can I call you?
All right, sweetheart.
Do I call you to reach you? I'm sorry. I just wanted to
ask. Well, I think you have my cell phone number, so I think you can text me.
Oh, is this your okay. Okay. Got it. All right. I'll do that.
All right. Talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you. Yes,
okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Jordan. How are you?
You said Jordan?
Yes, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is about my current job. I just want to know what's going on. Will I end up losing my job, or will things be okay?
Okay, so here's what I would do the next time you go into work. All right, do you work Monday through Friday, weekends off?
Pretty similar.
Okay, when you go into work on Monday, or whatever your next day of work, I want you to wait till, you've been at work 3 or 4 hours. Then I want you to go to your supervisor, and I have a little bit of, when I eat too much carbs, I end up coughing in the morning. It's just very weird. Anyway, what it's saying is go to your supervisor, and you say, hey, I want to learn more about the company. I want to learn more about other departments so that I can jump in and help whenever there's, a staff shortage in that area, all right? In other words, what can I do to be a more effective employee? You go to your actual supervisor and ask that question, because it may be that there are some people around you that perceive you as being sort of laid back or lazy or complacent in some way. So I want you to counter... we want to counter that reputation, all right? So what you do is you say, I really would like to be very effective with my time, so what can I do when it's kind of slow to help be more productive?
Okay.
Now,
well, right now
as
they
soon
have
as...
a suspension, so
I'm
I don't
sorry,
know if
go
I'll
ahead.
Be going in Monday. I'm sorry. I was just saying right now they have me on suspension, so I don't know if I'll be going in Monday.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't think you actually, let me just say it this way. I don't think you actually like this job anyway. So you sort of set things up for this to happen because you don't really like the job, but that's okay. What you do is you call your supervisor on Monday and you say, hey, I know I'm on suspension right now, but I want to know how to fix it.
Okay.
That's how you say it. I know I'm on suspension right now. I want to know how to fix it. Whatever happened, I think there's a misunderstanding here, and I want to know what I need to do to fix it. Now, you call your supervisor, you call human resources. You call them both. Supervisor first, then HR. And when you leave the message for HR, say, I called Sam Smith, the supervisor, and said, hey, I really want to fix this. I want to do better. I'm looking for advice on how I can make it better. So I've already left a message for Sam Smith, my supervisor, leaving a message for you. How can we collaborate so that I can fix this? That's how I would handle it. Because here's the thing. Even if they let you go, you have karmically done the right thing to mend it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Gay.
Thank you.
Thanks
so
for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.